News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Yesterday, Iran launched missile attacks on Israel while Israel launched a ground invasion of southern Lebanon. And Nada Atala, the Middle East correspondent with the national newspaper in Beirut, joins us this morning. Nada, first of all, overnight, there has been obviously attacks on southern Beirut and Israeli soldiers have crossed the border. How are things in Lebanon?
Yes, sure. So in Beirut, there's been heavy shelling, at least a dozen of strikes on the southern suburb. So even today, this morning, I could smell like a very kind of weird concrete smell in the air. There's been strikes on the suburb of Beirut, which have not been evacuated. It was a very tense night. It comes as Israel has launched a massive air campaign a week ago, you know, which killed at least 800 people against parts of Lebanon. And on Monday night, Israeli army has announced, so you know, that it has begun a limited ground invasion.
Yeah. So
Hezbollah has said that tonight at dawn, it said that it has confronted soldiers trying to advance into the border, and that, you know, that they're not being able to get inside Lebanon. So it's unclear now, you know, where this ground invasion.
Okay. This limited ground vision. Obviously, one of the most worrying developments has been those 200 missiles fired from Iran into Israel. Iran are saying that's a defensive move, although hard to see how it's defensive if they haven't been attacked. However, probably more worrying than that is Israel has now vowed to retaliate with severe consequences. Are people very afraid now of all-out regional war?
I think they've been afraid of a regional war for quite a while now. And I think the country is, you know, in the middle of the war. So people are just generally extremely shocked and extremely anxious. You know, in Beirut, we could hear the whole night a constant shelling. It's true that Israel said they would reply and put the whole, putting potentially the whole region in the brink of catastrophe. But I think also yesterday, in some part of Beirut, you could hear celebratory gunshots, you know, because this retaliation was to avenge the assassination of Hassan Nasrallah. So he was very, very charismatic leader for most part of the Shia community.
So you're saying that there was celebratory gunfire around the Iranian missile launch against Israel, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. In some part of the country, yeah.
In your view, on the ground in Lebanon, how badly affected has Hezbollah been by the Israeli attacks? Is it in complete disarray, or is it, I suppose, a more resilient structure than that?
So it's been, hugely impacted. It has lost almost all of its senior commanders, you know, and notably Hassan Nasrallah. Last Friday, the one thing that Hezbollah is sure of is that it could fight in case of a ground invasion. You know, it keeps telling Israel that, you know, you can come in, you're welcome, but we're going to fight back because, you know, it's our land, it's our battlefield, there's tunnels, there are people there on the ground. And so that might be, you know, the main point, you know, how Israel is going to be able, you know, to do this ground invasion. And that's, I think, the main point. And maybe that's where Hezbollah might have the opportunity to fight back.
Okay. Lastly, we are hearing reports that some of the Western allies of Israel, like France, are mobilizing military in the Middle East. Have you heard anything about that?
Not really about France. I know that, you know, the US is mobilizing more and more troops in the region. But yeah, I mean, this comes as, you know, tensions are peaking, so it's really not surprising.
No.
And notably after the Iranian retaliation.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Nada. That is Nada Atala there, Middle Eastern correspondent with the national newspaper in Beirut.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.